Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
Storm Kieran is coming. We've got to get to shelter.
Lewis Saunderson, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be knowing it. Lewis Saunderson, one and only.
Are these, may I have one of these?
Yeah, however you want, mate. You're the star.
Have you really got to drive home?
Yeah, I've got to drive home, but I've only had one or two.
Five.
Still under the limit.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 55 of Reverse Cowboy, and can you believe it or not, we've got, can I say, one of, if not the most prominent actors on TikTok, Lewis Saunderson, ladies and gentlemen, come down to join us. What you say, Lewis?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your kind words.
Wow, mate. You know I'm a big fan, right?
Yeah, I do. You know, I see that.
Have you got any bigger fans than him? Like, do anyone else annoy you more than him?
Have you got any like celeb fans? I'm not saying I'm a celeb or anything.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to give the game away, but obviously you've told me you've got some celebrity friends that have messaged in with some questions, so, and they watch my content, so that's really it's nice to hear, but who knows. This is the power of
so fast, isn't it, your profile.
This is the power of the internet, this is the power of social media. And, you know, I think what you have to remember sometimes is that just because you're a celebrity or a star, and I'm not referring to myself, I'm talking about...
I think you are.
I'm talking...
Oh, I'll one point to admit, no.
I'm talking about celebrities and movie stars, whatever.
Yeah, you're talking about them in a classic framework. Like, but I'm telling you now, a million plus on TikTok, you're a modern-day rock star. And that's straight up fact.
I appreciate that, I do. But my point being that, you know, they will have phones, some of those will be on TikTok, and, you know, no doubt some of those will see some of my content. So whether or not they follow or reach out
for anyone, just you know, like sweep up around the edges or whatever they call it in the industry. Is that what they call it?
I'm mainly back music background, but yeah, I've done a bit of work on films, and yeah, they do call it sweeping.
just a bit of mind sweeping for anyone who doesn't know. So Lewis has kind of embraced the TikTok side of acting, and it's emotional awareness. That's how you bottle it. You have to.
Is that you? Have you found like the thing you want to do? Like, why did you not go for the traditional like Hollywood route or the soap route? You've gone for awareness.
Don't work like that, mate. It's gritty gear.
I know. Yeah,
that Hollywood bullshit. Like, he ain't Botoxed up. He's a real guy. You understand?
I do. I'm just wondering why, like, how it works now. Are there other awareness actors that you're sort of up against?
Move to fucking Hollywood. Straight to Hollywood.
I just think
work like that, bro.
I don't know how this industry works. I've been out of the game for a while since Johnny English 3 was made. I've not been in acting.
The acting industry, let's just talk about the acting industry for a moment. So, you know, the acting industry is a very competitive, saturated industry. There's obviously a lot of good talent out there. There's a lot of amazing unseen talent out there. And I just think we live in a day and age today whereby, you know, platforms like TikTok.
You can film yourself.
You know, you can do it yourself. You cut out the middleman. You're putting your stuff out there. You know, it's a very, you're exposing yourself, and it's a very vulnerable thing to do because you're sort of doing it all yourself. You've got no kind of lighting guy or, you know, sort of, you know, cinematographer or director or whatever sort of saying, oh, actually, not happy with that one. Let's do another take. You're kind of judging it all by yourself. So therefore, I'm speaking about myself. You know, I'm sort of creating these stories. I'm then sort of...
So you're the writer, the director, the actor.
I do it all. So, you know, I'll come up with the idea.
Come down as I'll paper it. I'll be writer, director, producer.
Yeah. But I'm also doing the setups. I'm doing the kind of technical side of it behind the scenes. I'm then sort of doing the editing for it afterwards.
You're doing the marketing as well.
The marketing. So I'm sort of doing it all. And, you know, it has to get to a point because you have to sort of put out regular content where you sort of go, well, that'll do. That's good enough. I need to get it out there. So, and then it's over to the audience to, you know, have their say. But going back to the acting industry, you know, I trained professionally as an actor in London. Your ends where you are currently living, East London,
the prestigious East 15 acting school,
East 15 acting school, which was known as prestigious. You know, I graduated 2008. I trained from 2004.
Proud moment.
So very proud moment. And that was my dream back then. Like, I wanted to go to drama school. That was the thing to do if you wanted to be an actor.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What's your dream now?
My dream now is to, listen, if I can just make a living off creating, telling stories,
raising
awareness, but just, you know, basically...
Saving lives almost, really, with some of those videos, because you're going to make people aware of dangers that they've not even thought about.
There is that.
You ain't wrong.
There is that, but I mean, you know, when you... Listen, it's not rocket science, it's not curing cancer, it is... I'm a person.
Yeah, that's boring. I want to watch that.
I'm a creator.
I'm going to watch a 45-minute video.
Fuck that.
Second video. But
I want to be moved to tears.
You know, I'm a creative person, you know, telling powerful stories.
I want to watch police officer rushes to crime scene where he's found.
Of course.
That's my favourite one.
You know, I'm very proud of that one, actually. That was my last big one that kind of popped off. But...
you get phenomenal numbers on some of these.
I do, and that's
phenomenal.
That's because go on.
What's the population of the UK roughly?
About 400,000, 50 something.
You don't know? Yeah, 60 million odd.
Is it 60 million?
How many views? Grieving the loss of a soulmate got?
How much?
What do you reckon?
Grieving the loss of a soulmate. Oh,
I don't know.
36.
So half the country saw it, essentially.
Only two people, bro. A lot of them people haven't got phones. They're not on fucking TikTok. You start boiling it down. It's more or less everyone.
Yeah, but obviously when you look at the numbers like that, yes, but obviously that's, you know, people from around the world.
Yeah, but surely it's got to be 90% English.
Well, when you're... Because are you on TikTok?
I'm not on them, but...
I've tried and failed, mate.
This is, yeah, but we're just... dipping our toes in.
So, as you know, anyway, whether this is or you are, when you're on TikTok, you get access to, you know, the back door of TikTok. You can see.
Sounds a bit horny.
What do you mean you get access to the back door?
A bit dirty.
You've cried your way to the back door.
No, so I can see.
Are you now Chinese?
I can see all my analytics. So I can see my most kind of specific target market audiences.
Your numbers go.
So at the moment, my biggest target market audience is actually females over males, but it's 18 to 25.
Wow, fucking hell.
Really?
And that is a great target market audience.
I mean, if you're a single,
man. No, but it's a great target market audience because that is the generation that lives on TikTok.
Yeah, these are the people you want as your fans.
But so going back to the acting industry, you know, when things are quiet and you're not getting the gigs and you're still wanting to be creative, you know, 20 years ago, if you weren't getting those jobs, you're unseen, unknown, like you're not there for people to watch. Now we live in a day and age where everything is about social media. Mm. So to have a platform which allows me to tell my stories and people will be able to see them, you know, why wouldn't I be doing
it? No, but it seems like a really, I don't know, it's not the traditional reason, but look, you're changing with the world, which is great. And you've gone, well, I don't need anyone else. I'm going to make this on my own. And that is essentially the American dream.
So would I be right in saying you're currently representing yourself?
I am currently representing myself, yes.
I heard you telling someone in the pub the other day that you're his agent.
No, cousin.
You did.
No, cousin. Well, no, all right, yeah.
He's saying he's your agent.
I'm an agent.
I thought...
It's unofficial. You know, we can talk.
Yeah.
You should have done that before you turned him.
All your fucking celebrity mates.
Nah, don't talk about that.
Oh, well, shorty chairs, fellas.
Don't, mate. No, I was with his cousin, actually.
I do see that.
Dean Ritchie. He's a good guy.
I do appreciate the support that you give my content, and I see it, and I appreciate it, and that's
Listen,
why.
I scour TikTok, as you know.
Yeah.
I scour TikTok. But if I see something I like, I will show love. And I don't, you know, I kind of wish I've got it back now and again, you know what I mean?
But this is showing another side of you to your fans that they don't usually see, because they usually see you performing, don't they?
That's true.
They're seeing who you are now, and they're learning your background.
We're going to do it.
That's true. It's cool. It's good. Hopefully,
excuse
this is
the way I wanted to do it. Excuse me. Yeah. I'm talking over it.
He always, when we get famous people in here, he always hogs them. He always fucking hogs them.
I'm not used to meeting him.
I have to say, though, I mean, I really do appreciate it, but you're too kind. I think, you know...
I'm too needy.
I don't look at myself in that way. I don't look at my... I can see the numbers. I can see things are going well.
Everyone knows you are. I don't
look at myself like a celebrity. I don't look at myself as, you know, I got there's a channel online called... celebrity birthdays or famous birthdays or something
popped up on
and
that.
They reached out to me the other day to just confirm some details that they needed to put into the system.
You're gonna have to get used to this shit,
yeah,
now, because you are
kind of was like, this is mental, you know. Funnily enough, I went onto their site and they had me down as being born on March the 21st, which is not my birthday. You know, it was a little bit kind of like,
yeah, where'd they get that from?
They ask me the information first before you start writing information on the site.
You know, if you're really famous, if you put your name in and then it says, this is only for women actually, but then it says feet afterwards, because there's
loads of talk about
feet pedophiles.
You know, why have you got so many women followers? I can't buy one. Do you know that? I'm like, 8%.
I don't, do you know, well, I mean, listen.
Have you ever added up the missing percent? Have you ever added up the missing percent on Instagram? So everyone's got like 0.1, it's probably got more, but most
on it.
Got like 0.1%. Not male, not
I think,
female. You know, like, I had up my men and my women. I've got 0.1%. So that is like 1 in 1,000 of my followers is a trans.
There's two things that I don't do on TikTok. Firstly, my followers, I don't scroll through
trans?
And looking at...
What do you think about,
you know,
trans?
Are they female?
Right.
And also, when I post a video... I don't read the comments that people are commenting.
That's probably wise, you know, because in
video.
Yeah, because I know from my stuff in the past when I was.
There's a reason for
that. If you read comments, you're only going to upset someone, or and it's just going to upset you, mate. You think about it, it'll dilute your art. You've got to stay pure.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas when people private message me on TikTok, I do look at that stuff.
Yeah, that's
because some of that stuff sometimes is actually business opportunities.
Mm. I get
so
it.
So I need to kind of keep an eye on that.
It's usually the thing, though, isn't it?
Yes, I do get a lot of hate, and
do you?
This is why I actually made the choice a little while ago when things were starting to pop off on my TikTok to stop reading the comments on the videos, because, you know, we all know about internet trolls and keyboard warriors and all of those things, and, you know, it becomes kind of trendy to hate on something and hate on someone. And I am quite thick-skinned, but I'm also a human being, you know, with emotions myself. So I'm quite an emotional guy. But I think
that's very wise.
You probably can tell from all the comedy that I do on TikTok. I just thought, you know what?
Comedy.
It's not healthy for me to sit here. You know, when you're starting off on something and things start going well, you read all the comments and you're like, I'm getting all gassed. Like,
there's no point.
Now it's at a point where I just know that there's going to be a real kind of 50-50 divide of positive and negative. And the moment you read a negative, it can really sort of sit with you. And then what I don't want to happen you know, I've got to protect my mental health at the end of the day. And what I don't want to happen is for that to leak into my mental health. So what I do is I made the decision to just, and for all of the great comments and positive comments and supporters and love, unfortunately, I'm not even seeing that to read it because I don't want
But they might have a negative effect as well because they might make you too big for your boots. So the best thing to do is keep doing what you do and it's working.
What haters don't always seem to realise is actually all they do is help my things blow up even more.
Yeah.
Because it's all about algorithm and it's all about traction. And it's
what do you want to say to haters?
And it's all about
fuck you.
It's all about traffic. But then also the positive, the followers, the ones that the true fans that are kind of leave him alone. Then what that does is that video is just catching fire on the algorithm.
Yeah, so keep on hating, but you're not going to hate this bitch out of Hate Town.
I'm going to dial it
Success
back.
Town even.
I'm going to dial it back. We've done all the pleasantries.
Right, yeah, go on.
I'm going to.
You take the lead. See, I don't have social media, so you sent me a few videos, but you're a big fan. Yeah. So you take the lead on this, Leo.
I'll take the lead on it. You talked about when I tried to fucking take the lead about 5 minutes.
Oh, fuck off.
You two ever shot.
Sorry, I am a chatterer as well.
It's just that
you get hold of each other.
Well, I told you could sit next to him if you want, but you said I could as a treat.
I'm just checking. I just want to check. You're not homophobic, are you?
No,
he's not evil.
No.
Why don't you get hold of each other?
I'm not an actor. Yeah,
this is not All Right Fans, this is OnlyFans. This is what this is turning into.
OnlyFans, like, what's your thoughts on OnlyFans?
I love it.
You love it?
It's my favourite thing.
Who's in there? I love it, him.
I have to be honest with you. At the end of the day, again, we're in a really, you know, listen, the cost of living, politics... You know, if you're not in a really kind of well-paid job to kind of just try and survive month to month.
Get your arse out.
It's difficult, it's challenging. Now, my mum...
She's not on there, is she?
No, she's not. That's a bit of a weird segue. But my mum, for example, you know...
Mrs. Saunderson.
Beautiful lady. She is actually beautiful, bless her. I mean, I'm going to be biased, but she's 58 and she's... stunning, and she's
got a number,
and she's I do funnily enough
she's single
and she's married and she's had 7 kids, and if you see my mum you'd be like no way have you had seven kids. And she
that's not a selling point
still, still
if you're flogging a woman
to me it is
you're pimping she's got better stomach than me, do you know what I mean?
Fucking hell, you got any pics?
I do.
The last thing, as a salesman, that's the last thing you want to be saying.
Yeah, maybe to you, mate.
She's beautiful. Hey. She's 58. She's got 7 kids.
Hey, Leo,
it's
maybe
not turning him off.
Maybe to you.
He's loving it.
Some people might like that.
Yeah, true.
But so the point is, anyway, if my mum said to me, you know, look, Lewis, how does all of this OnlyFans stuff work? I've heard about it from your sisters, whatever. Not that they're on it either. You know, if my mum was like, if my mum was going to take photos of her feet, and earn bloody 25k a month or whatever.
No.
Absolutely.
20 quid. I'll give it 20 quid a week.
I never believe that lie where girls will say, yeah, it's only like feet.
No, obviously, I wouldn't allow, I wouldn't want my sisters or my mum actually, like, you know, naked with their face, naked, full stop. But if he was taking photos of her feet or whatever, and that's giving her 25k in a bank account,
mate,
absolutely, why not?
Why not? Yeah, it's your
we
feet.
We live in this day and age. Where
get your mum on there, mate. Get your mum on there selling her feet. I'll buy them.
I sold a foot photo to
did you?
A...
You did it.
Well, I tried to sell it. He promised me money. I sent him a photo of my foot and I never got
And he
money.
Just had a wank over it.
Someone had a wank over my foot.
Yeah. Someone's still wanking. You're in like a foot...
Like, I'll be in
like a foot nonce ring.
Well, I mean, we're playing South down really foot. Because feet is feet, but there's, you as you fetishes? Know, there's weird fetishes.
What are your feet like, Lewis?
Not great. I tell you why. Because when I was little, both big toes, I had ingrown toenails.
Oh, okay.
And then...
How little were you?
Child, you know, I don't know.
But that hurt.
4 or 5, whatever. And maybe. I had to actually have them sort of taken out.
Your toes?
In the hospital. The nails cut off in the hospital. And so my toes were a bit weird. But
that might be someone's kink, though.
There's like an undernail, but there's just not the main nail.
Fucking hell. Right.
I don't know if there's such
a thing.
No, absolutely not.
They're going to some mad places here. All right, yeah. We're
good. Otherwise, I think my feet are decent.
Prove
it. They're not hairy and they're not really smelly. So
someone would like though that kind of toenail situation.
I mean, you know, maybe someone would like to have a look or
us right now.
My toes, whatever.
I'll get my foot out. If he gets his foot, should we all get one foot out?
Reverse cowboy.
Who is Lewis? And I'm not on about stats. Yeah. I don't want to know how old you are, where you were born. Yeah, and all yeah, that. I mean, yeah. Who's the real Lewis?
I'm very, very loyal. I've got a big family, I've got a small group of, you know, best friends. I keep my circle very small. I've kind of, you know, over the years that's become smaller. I love my family. I love my friends.
Family, I noticed. I've done my research, as you know, because I'm just like a stalker. I'm just one of the best stalkers in the world, in fact.
You're a professional stalker.
Yeah, there you go. Mm. And I've forgotten what I was talking about.
Family,
yeah. in 99% of your videos, it's family.
Family orientated, yeah.
But is there any that you've launched away from?
I think that comes from the fact of, you know, I'm a very... So, you know, I'm a sensitive person, you know. I'm against why I choose not to read the comments on...
Yeah, comments. I think that's wise.
And you know, I don't have children of my own right now, but I have helped raise...
One of them died in the swimming pool, though, didn't he?
Yeah, fiction.
That
was fiction.
Sorry.
Don't get the internet going again on that, bloody hell.
I thought that
had enough backlash on that. Because obviously people...
It's bad parenting, though.
People would assume it was real with all of the different camera angles.
It looked real, yeah.
That's what one would do if that was really happening, would be to film it from, like, 16 different camera angles and put some dramatic music over it. But anyway... I've helped raise, you know, I'm one of seven. I've got four sisters, two brothers, and, you know, a lot of them have children of their own. And
I would presume these
my nieces,
little...
nephews, some of them.
This is Logan and Jensen, for example.
So Logan and Jensen, two of my nephews.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to segue nicely into something I've called the name game.
Yeah, okay.
I'll read the name of the film, and do you think you'll be able to...
Of all Lewis's works?
I could have a good go at it.
I'm going to name the piece, and you are going to subliminally kind of cross-reference all your previous anthology, all your entire body of work, and you've got to remember... the name of the nephew or niece that was...
Is that how you sort of focus on the grief and the improv?
Husband's wife is attacked by a stalker. 2.9 million views.
That's Sarah, isn't
Sarah.
It?
Yeah.
But that is just a random name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantasy name.
And can I just say, do you want a bit of backstory on that?
Please.
Yeah.
So, the friend that I'm staying with tonight...
Yeah. That's her name.
That's her location. That's her flat and things.
Okay.
So I just happened to be popping to the shop around the corner from her flat.
She helped you film it, really?
The only moment she helped with filming was she held the phone when I come into the room and sort of, you know, screaming.
So she more kind of like...
the camera.
More kind of watched you film it.
Exactly. Well, she held the phone for that moment.
Were you imagining it was her?
You used her name.
No, because her name's Claire.
Oh.
She was just holding the phone as I was... Sarah!
Sarah. Sarah. Right. See, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Sarah! Can I try and do that? And you tell me, you give me marks out of 10?
Yeah.
Sarah!
Nah, shit.
It had a bit of a comedy element to it.
I was being serious.
I think it's very...
same emotion.
It's very embarrassing to be emotional when you're not an act.
I'm an actor.
I'm not an actor, so yeah.
I don't know, mate. I played OJ Simpson's fucking victim.
You've got to commit to it.
Ryan Goldberg.
Or
karate expert. In the shape of
I get
it,
you, yeah.
I did, that's true. Did you know that?
Say that.
Sorry.
I played in a Channel 5 reconstruction, ladies and gentlemen, the victim of OJ Simpson, Ron Goldman, karate expert in the shape of his life.
Is this all true?
That is actually true, but we've been trying to get hold of the footage for ages because it's nowhere to be seen.
Okay, it's great.
We need
it's
it.
Amazing.
If anyone out there works at Channel 5, get it.
Filmed it in Surrey or somewhere. Husband finds out wife is sleeping with dad.
Hang on a minute, just give me a moment.
Try and get the emotion.
Say that's... No, I'm trying to think of what video that is.
Yeah, but then nail the emotion.
What, say the title again.
Husband finds out wife is sleeping with dad. 16.
Oh, yeah.
Her dad or his dad?
My dad.
All right.
So I've just found that I've got a Christmas hat on, innit? Because this is the one. This was. My dad loved that video. I was like, Dad, I had to give him heads up. I was like, Dad, remember, it's all acting. It's all fiction.
Did he have a sex scene with some woman?
No.
How do you feel about sex scenes?
Now, what was the question? Have I got to remember a name or what?
The question is, how do you feel about sex scenes?
All right, yeah. Well, I haven't done one in my... Well, TikTok's not going to allow that. Oh, so I think I said something like, Dad, I know.
It was Sally. It was Sally.
Oh, was her name Sally? Oh, yeah, that's the game, isn't it?
Last one before.
Sally's a made up name, by the way.
They're all made up names.
Yeah, but some of them are not.
Yeah. Oh, true. I'm doing women. I'll give you one.
Picture his sister when he's
Sarah. Wife. No, exactly.
Last one.
Sarah and Sally are made up.
Last one before we take a time out. Soldiers. And this is actually, and I told you about this earlier, this is my favourite. I'm not crying. And quite a demand, but this one will get you. Trust me, it'll get you. If anyone's watched, Google this. Put this in your fucking TikTok. Soldier's final message to wife and kids. What's the name? Come on, Luke.
No, I think that, again, because it's a relationship.
Mm.
It
wouldn't have been a niece's name. It'll be like just a...
Claire.
Absolutely.
Claire is your friend, it's
who I'm seeing tonight.
Wow.
You know.
Okay.
It's written in the stars for you tonight.
Time out.
Reverse. We're just talking about cancel culture, weren't we?
Yeah,
He's a fan of my most recent hit, which is... Should I sing it?
Don't let him... He said that privately.
Oh, all right. What, he's a fan of the Indian commentator? It's not a fucking crime. Do you know what that... I suffer with that. I know... Because I've seen someone sent someone a WhatsApp and he was like, mate, I love this page, blah, 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 black and white. And it was someone famous. And I thought, I wonder if they follow me. Didn't follow me. So no. I know for sure these people are fear of being guilty by association with my thing. Because I walked the line, the Indian commentator.
Yeah.
And
that, you're right with that book.
I told you, Emily Atack told me she used to follow you because she liked stuff, but then her management told them she had to unfollow you. Because even though she still watched it, she was like, I can't because it's like, he's naughty.
Yeah. Naughty guy.
Yeah.
Naughty but nice.
We were just talking. So, yeah, cancel culture. I mean, It's difficult because especially if you become an online sort of presence and you're sort of growing in your popularity, and it doesn't even, I'm not even just talking about social media or you know, TikTok, whatever, but it, just in general, whether you be, you know, a footballer or a boxer or someone from Love Island or whatever, you just have to be so careful what you say, how you phrase things, because if you're seen to be going against an idea, you can be cancelled like that.
Of course you can, but then, like, well, for one, I'd be right in thinking you're a character.
Human rights and freedom of speech.
Yeah, of course. You know? You're not one to put your opinions on social media anyway, are you?
No. But if I do, within my content that I create, but if I'm Lewis... talking, doing my explanation videos that I do
every now and then on TikTok.
Real name. Birth name, yeah. But sometimes when... Paul.
I thought so.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So you raise awareness to important issues with your films that you direct, write, star in.
Pieces, call them
edit.
Pieces.
Yeah, pieces, right.
Body of work.
Would you... There's other issues that, like, maybe you wouldn't feel comfortable tackling. Like, say, would you tackle racism? Like, would you play, like...
A black guy
who's arriving on the shores. He's come from, you know, come from Africa, and you would have to, you know, you have to come off a boat and get in, and then you have to be racist. People racist towards you.
No, but you wouldn't have to be black, but that is.
He would. No, I think it'd be good. It'd be good if he was.
If I was to be black, so if we talk about a reference, I'm going to forget the name of the movie now, but the comedy with
Will Smith.
Tropic Thunder. Yeah.
Tropic Thunder. And that came out, I think, what, 10, 15?
Yeah, when it was all right still to black up.
15, 20 years ago, I think. And Robert Downing Jr.
There's no rules on TikTok.
But Robert Downing Jr., I think, actually was, like, awarded one of the big awards for that performance. they just would not be able to do that now.
The thing is, though, Chinese people are racist, though, so TikTok might like you.
But what you just asked me is actually a really valid question and a really important question.
Thanks.
Because actually, that's so true. But would I feel comfortable? Probably not, because I just know the outrage it would cause online.
But you are an actor. You could play a black man. You could play a woman. You could play anyone.
I think if I've got a if I'm hired as a professional actor for a big movie studio, and I've got a big team of people behind me that are making those decisions, and I'm just doing
it's not your decision.
It's not my decision.
Then you would black up
for TikTok. Then it's all my decision.
You could definitely Chinese up on TikTok for sure.
You did like it.
It's not. It's like no one's ever. Only black up is the problem, isn't it?
But at the same time, you know, I don't need to Chinese up. You know, like, I'm happy to... To not Chinese up, you know? In I don't know how to make that sound...
No, it makes sense. You don't need to.
Like, I'm
things
not
are going well without you doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you know what I saw for the first time today? And is this a new one? Prank Gone Wrong. You know, the hot tub one? Locked in a hot.
That was about a year ago.
That gave me anxiety.
It's near the top of your TikTok, or am I going mad?
You're going mad.
It's just popular.
Was that deep?
Yeah.
In the research?
Yeah, down the rabbit hole. Yeah.
That was a bit of a. I would say, a lot of your themes are pretty universal. No matter what the details of it is.
Yeah.
It's it's grief, it's heartache, it's pain, a lot of it. And then you did a couple of natural disasters.
Curveball. I've not seen them once.
So let me talk. So what are we asking? So let's talk about Storm Kieran. So a couple of months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, do you remember Storm Kieran?
I don't remember it.
Being all over the news that it was coming. But it was more coming in the areas of just outside of
Peterborough.
Just outside of Lake District.
Oh, right, okay.
Kind of ends.
I happened
to be on a holiday in the Lake District.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I was actually on a little family holiday with my nephew, Arlo, and also my mum and dad.
Right.
So I basically said, look, I'll go. I'll buy it off you.
And then I'll go to the lakes.
Yeah. And I was like,
Because it's like
lovely.
To me.
No, so, well, that was part of the Lake District, but not Lake because...
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
in a lake.
Well, no, because it's mostly lakes, but
there's a seaside as well.
Where the seaside bit was, we were in this little pod, absolutely bloody tiny, like me, my mum, my dad.
The key to that in the world is the pod. It's one unit.
Yeah.
Here's a question.
But the pictures made it look bigger.
Yeah.
What is the Lake District accent? No one ever talks about that.
Well, I guess it's
Cumbrian accent. It's kind of it's like mine, but a bit stronger, I guess. Yeah.
Do it. Can you do accents? No.
Not really.
I'll do it. Like,
but only really one time.
Yeah, I want that lake there. Is that a fucking monster?
Cumbria.
Is that a monster?
Hey,
is that the Loch Ness monster?
Nicky Butt.
A bit like, I think.
I'm sorry, I just.
To be honest, I don't know.
Anyway,
I've got an idea.
And. It was all over the news. It's and especially if you're
Lewis Saunderson is on holiday in a pod.
Yeah, especially if you're on social media, you're looking at
just catching up, ladies and gentlemen. Lewis Saunderson is regaling his tales about being in a pod.
You watch one thing on your For You page, and then the algorithm says, right, let's chuck him loads more of this stuff. So it was all just bloody Storm Kieran.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is great. I'm going to do a dramatic video about this. Now, can I also add to this, because I know you're an avid fan of my content. The one where I'm hanging off the cliff and my nephew's like, Daddy! And I'm like, and then I fall off the cliff.
Fucking hell.
And it's kind of very like the scene Lion King.
Dad falls off the cliff during Huckleberry's Son.
That one.
3.7 million views.
Filmed on the same holiday.
With Josh,
but my nephew Arlo.
Okay.
So the same one that I'm holding when he's drowned in the paddling pool in the garden.
That's the same kid.
Do you think this sort of skill and talent, do you think it's genetic? Because like your nephew now must be getting good because he's been in a load of these.
Yeah, he's been in a couple of them. I mean, I make it fun for him. He doesn't see the traumatic side.
Be dead, Arlo.
I think as well, like I want to get back to that point because that's a very good point as well that I want to actually explain. But just going back before that is that, moment that video and the Storm Kieran video, I was there for a week, and both of those videos were shot during that week. Now, both of those videos went viral. Okay, so it was a great week of content.
Did it pay for the holiday? So, pay for the holiday in the end?
Yeah, it did.
Kenya.
But so China. I exactly. So I was thinking where the fuck is this storm? Like, yeah, it's windy, it's rainy, but this ain't no big storm. Mm. And anyway, so
this ain't no big storm.
We were kind of in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by, you know, woods and things, which is where I shot the falling off the cliff one. But my dad one day said, oh, let's find a little seaside for Arlo, because he wanted, you know, beach to run around on. Mm. We got there and it was mad storm.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is perfect. So I was like, right, Arlo,
direct your head on.
You know, like, yeah, straight on. Yeah. I'm just having to kind of film it all. And then I got back that night.
Perfect, those conditions.
Well, sometimes them kind of...
Absolutely.
On your
and they end up being usually my most viewed...
Can overthink stuff.
Videos, and you can. And then I edited, we got back to the pod and everyone's kind of chilling out and drying off. And there's me like laying on my little bloody Lord of the Rings bunk bed in the corner of the room. And I'm sort of editing away for like, I'm like, don't, no one talk to me for an hour.
Yeah.
I put my headphones in, got on CapCut, put it all together, put it out there.
Did this learn now the magic
morning, word? Had like a million views. I was like, yes. Lewis. Now, storm hearing was Lewis. Trending, yeah. Which goes in your favour. You've got to be on the trend.
Shit,
you've
right.
Got to know what people Storm are going to be watching favor. And talking about, because it was all in the news. So,
well
actually,
we've got something to put to you. Then, can we do a video today where we about XL bullies? Because that's in the news.
Funny you should say this, because I say I don't read my messages, as I've explained. I don't read the messages on the videos, but I do read my messages that are privately messaged to me on TikTok, and people do give me suggestions for new awareness video ideas and. That one keeps coming up. That they.
I'm happy to play an XL bully today if you want.
Like,
that they would.
You could take me to the vets to put me down.
The good thing about TikTok, Lewis, like whereas a production studio, if you're whoever Daniel Day-Lewis or Terrence Stamp or whatever, and you've got an idea for a film, you've got to hope that is still current in 6 months, or a year or 2 years when it's made and it's out there.
Yeah.
Whereas you, boom, react.
And investors are going to be like, oh, you know, we can't film that now because someone will get upset. No, like, fuck off. Like, honestly,
you're
Hollywood's dead. Like, TikTok is the new Hollywood.
You're just going like, it's what investors? Like,
yeah. I am the investor. I am the star. I am the director. And I am the editor. And
it is very... It is very important to the way my mind works anyway, is that, you know, that video where I'm Sarah, you know, stalker attacks my wife when I went to the shop and, you know, I'd walk to the shop and then the idea came into my head. Mm. And so I'd shot all of what you see, even me running up the stairs, all of that before I'd even got back to the flat.
Well, mentally shot it.
Physically.
Oh, wow.
Shot it all.
What, before she came back?
No, she was in the flat.
Do you have it all in your head?
She didn't even know.
So when I got back to the shop, I was like, Claire, just listen, because she, you know, we trained the drama school together. She once was an actor, but I said, look, Claire, I'll explain later, but I've basically just, whilst I popped to the shot, I've just shot this whole new TikTok,
and
I just need you to sort of hold this thing, so I'm going to come in and
I'll
explain.
She did it all there and then?
Yeah, and then I sort of come in and, Sarah, whatever the lines are, and then sort of did that, and then edited it together, and then later on that night, we were watching a movie, and I was there on my phone putting it all on, you know, the edit, and then showed her, and she was like, when the fuck did you do all of that? And I was
just
like,
did it on the way to the shop.
To the shop. I just the ideas.
Fucking hell!
That is on like nearly 4 million views.
Can I ask
that
a question?
A good one, actually. Yeah,
that is a good one.
I ask a question. I've met a lot of actors, and when I ask them all the same question, and you interpret this any way you can, any way you want. But all I'm going to say to you today, Lewis Saunderson, is why?
Just
why?
Because why not? You know, at the end of the day,
flipped it.
At the end of the day, you know, you've got one life, and life is what you make of it. And, you know, if you can try and do something that does make you happy and is your passion, and you're able to turn that into a bit of a side hustle that then becomes a full-time sort of business.
You've won, mate.
Then you're living the dream, you know, and that doesn't mean that you're not in the big Netflix series or the big Hollywood movies on the big
fuck those dinosaurs.
That's all great, but you know, the fact is
that's died on its ass.
I'm an actor.
You're a pioneer, mate.
Playing a character, telling a story, and I've got an audience, and I make money from it. So I'm living the dream that I trained for.
Honestly, you know? Mate, you've nailed that, and I'm happy for you.
EastEnders would fucking kill.
Yeah,
10,
I can't.
10 million views.
I can't.
Like,
I can't.
Police officer
haven't rushing. Come knocking, to be honest.
Mate. Would you go? Or would you just go, ma'am, all right, thanks?
Absolutely, I would do it. Of course, I would. Yeah. If I'm going to pick a soap that's been running,
it'll be them.
It's very kind of my style, you know.
Right.
But yeah, of course. You know if EastEnders say, come knocking saying we want to give you a role, then of course I'll take it.
Bianca used to go Ricky.
But
it's not far off.
But incredible actress she is. I mean, yeah, okay. There's the Ricky lines, but when you watch some, that's when I used to watch EastEnders. Yeah.
I hear that.
You know, God, she can do it. Great actress.
I'll tell you who's good, Max Brenning. Real talk, you know the ginger.
Yeah, but he's gone now, isn't he?
I don't.
But I think he's coming back. But no, but he was great. Yeah, very natural.
I used to do jujitsu with Tony from Holyoke.
Celebrity questions. Jack Fincham, ladies and gentlemen, my cousin, Love Island winner.
Hi, Lewis. It's Jack here. First of all, keep up the great work. Keep raising awareness. My question to you was one of your videos that really got me was puppy gets tangled on cable in river and nearly dies. As a huge dog lover myself, I've got 6 dogs at home. I just wanted to know, you know, what prompted you to sort of raise awareness on that? Do you own any dogs yourself? Have you heard of anything like that happening? My question to you. And as I said, keep up the great work.
Wow.
There's a really, firstly, absolutely 100%. Got a lot of dogs in the family, love animals. Two of my biggest pet hates, I was going to say.
Dogs.
No pun intended.
Dogs in
the thing is...
to a pet hates, dogs and cats.
My pet hates dogs and cats.
All humans in.
I'm very excited right now, so it's like a million things I want to say and
get them out.
But what I want to say firstly is I'll answer his question in one moment. Answer yours now, which is yes, I love dogs, I love animals. Two of my things, if I was, you know, very wealthy, or when I'm very wealthy,
exactly, that's the fucking attitude.
Is that, you know, in terms of charities and things and how I can help. Is two things that trigger me, and I think probably trigger most people, especially if you're a good human being, is cruelty to animals and cruelty to children. Completely unacceptable. That for me is like what breaks my heart. That video, funnily enough, is again, you know, what can I do? Sometimes you've just got to sort of
was
say
it current at the
sometimes
time?
You got to say it how it is. Now, I didn't think that this was an awareness video. This was me just going to be doing a dramatic little video where I'm saving my puppy from the water, because if I get it right and I have the emotion there, you know, people love animals, they're going to find that stuff.
So were you thinking like
it was about something dramatic that people are going to sort of watch and find sad, because people, especially...
So it wasn't to stop people letting the dog play in the river.
Even if they don't have animals, people love animals. They're going to look at this video and kind of go, oh my God, that's so sad. But then funnily enough, once I shot the video, I didn't really quite know what angle I was taking on it in terms of an awareness video. And then I Googled that shit, and actually it's apparently quite...
How many dogs a year die in a tangled in the river?
It's quite a big thing.
Fucking hell.
And I was like, okay, so that I'll use that as the awareness angle. I do quite a lot of interviews, not podcasts. This is my first podcast.
We're so on it, mate. Thank you.
But I do quite a lot of interviews for people, sort of, you know, I did one, for example, yesterday with Lad Bible, and, you know, they'll talk to us. That a lot of these interviews, they'll always ask the same question is, you know, you take this awareness angle, but would you say every video of yours is awareness? And the honest truth is...
boring angle, isn't it?
But the point is, the truth is that absolutely not. Not every video I do is an awareness
video. No, it's just sort of your general, arena.
You spoke to Lad Bible yesterday. Like, was the guy who rung you up, was he a proper lad? Like, oh, I guess I was.
Yeah, no, it was a guy, and I've done some...
I've seen their stuff, man. They're not lads.
I've done some this one was actually
good for awareness of you.
I've done a couple of things with Lad Bible over the years, and they've always been guys that I've kind of been speaking to, but and they've been very supportive. Look, it's not always awareness. Sometimes it is just me coming out with a dramatic idea from an acting point of view, from a storytelling point of view, that's gonna be impactful on my.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The audience, you know.
Yeah, because I saw one this morning where you were a 999 operator.
Yeah, that was and then there was recent one. Yeah.
And there was someone who's in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what's this raising? This isn't raising awareness, because that's just like a mini film. Like a
and if you look at the
thriller,
hashtags,
it's a thriller, isn't it?
Exactly. And if you look at the hashtags on that video, I don't even hashtag awareness, because all I
it's a thriller.
Have you seen? So someone I follow, and he follows me, he started sharing, it must be his friend or somebody who does it, but he's films, he's quite interested actually, his films as if they were filmed on a phone.
Yeah.
So it'll be that scene in Heat, but somehow they've got the extra, I don't know how they've accessed the extra top bit, you know what I mean?
So they've edited a real film. So,
yeah,
and then
it's just all the best bits of certain.
That's
films.
Really cool.
Instead of widescreen, he's got a completely different feel to it, straight up.
Probably just putting it on a big screen and filming it with a phone.
Just film it all long.
Yeah, no. Well, on my phone is the TikTok format. TikTok, yeah. But again, going back to what you just said, that video you watched this morning. Mm. So I put that out. What day is it today?
Friday.
I think I filmed that on Sunday, no, I put it out on Monday, I think. Mm. I think that's when it happened. But the point is, again, you know, new year, and it's like, right, got to come in strong to the new year with a new video. And because I've just ended on the policeman video. So I'm thinking, right, what do I do next? What do I do next? And then, you know, obviously, all of these most dramatic scenarios.
Mm.
It's like, what haven't I done? And what can I do next?
From conception to post.
Mm. Distribution. It all depends, because again,
we're talking hours or weeks or days.
No, never weeks.
Wow.
So when I walked to the shop and got back to an hour later,
well, you'd already made
got
it.
Got back to Claire's.
She must have thought, where the fuck are you?
Got back to Claire's flat, and that was essentially 95% filmed.
Yes.
Just needed that final shot, which was going to be the shot, because that's the shot that opens the video.
The money.
That's the money shot. That's the shot that's going to grab my audience.
Do you think you need subtitles for it to go viral?
I just tend to use, absolutely not. I didn't put any on my police officer video.
Right.
That went viral.
Right, so you don't.
So you don't. So I was like, you know, what's my next dramatic concept got to be? And then I was like, okay, this 999 call handler. And then I wrote the script, and I don't always write a script. I'll kind of have an idea and just deliver it. And then sometimes when it's a bit more complex and technical, I write, because I had to write the script for the, this is a fun fact for you, and you probably know this
anyway.
You're more
of a free flow guy.
Yeah, but you know the call handler one, the new one,
obviously
you would know that the guy on the other end of the line is me as well.
I didn't know that.
I didn't pick up on that, mate.
So that's
acting, though, isn't it?
I'm having to play both parts.
So you've lost your mind.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
No, but the point is, from a production point of view.
Oh, the guy in the balaclava?
No. The new 999.
That was you on the phone as well?
Ball operator.
I watched too many.
That was you on the phone as well?
So
there's a completely different voice.
Yeah, so I had to time it so that when I'd finished my lines,
leave enough space.
Oh, wow.
And then obviously when I'd got all of my stuff, then I went on to the audio record on the CapCut.
Oh, you know.
And then I had to deliver the lines for the guy that's calling in to say, look, my wife's dying, help me, blah, 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 blah. And then anyway, so I'd wrote all of this, done all of this, filmed all of this. And then as I got towards the end of it, I was like, hang on a minute, wouldn't it be cool actually if actually he's a stalker in the house and he knows?
Oh, so you're just working for it flowing.
And then that kind of, and then that just kind of came, and it, and like you said, it's more like a, not an awareness video, it's more like a bit of a thriller.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I, not to blow my own trumpet, but I kind of done that video, and then I thought, actually, this would be fucking awesome as a movie.
Yeah, it's, it really, it's quite funny, give me the chills. I was like,
because a lot of people are asking for a part two on that video. So
no,
I'm thinking,
me too.
What about a prequel?
Or a prequel, yeah.
You know,
a sequel, a prequel, a prequel.
Oh, and then going back to your friend's questions, I kind of did the dramatic video idea of, you know, dog owner saving a puppy in the and puppy makes it more emotional, doesn't it?
Well, no one wants to see a dead puppy.
And then afterwards, when I tried to take my
he's dead.
Hanging a puppy, is he, Lou? But dog even, dies of old age, listen, by the river.
Even that is mental. When you actually look at what I do, it's mental, because there's I live near this place called Fairy Meadows, which is stunning.
Sounds nice.
And it's all, you know, lakes and rivers and whatnot.
Shout out Peterborough.
Shout out Peterborough. And there's a lot of dog walkers and things. And, you know, you've seen the doggy video where I'm rescuing the puppy rescue puppy video.
No, hold on. Man finds wife dogging.
Yeah, well, there is actually, funnily enough, there is a very hot spot doggying.
Yeah.
Dogging hot spot right near, close to my house in Peterborough. For those in Peterborough watching this, you'll know where I mean. But the point is that I had to sort of, you know, plant the fucking teddy bear. It was a teddy bear. I went on to the Google. I was like, realistic puppies.
I thought you got one of your dogs.
To be honest, you know, it's all very quick and dramatic. But actually, if you really pause and analyze it, that's kind of like
I didn't realize it wasn't a real dog. I'm glad it wasn't. God didn't drown a dog.
I had to. I was like, because I was thinking, if I go into that water, it's all like soppy mud and sinking mud and that. Like, there's no one around me. Mm. Like, this could go horribly wrong. I could start fucking sinking into this.
And they might just think, oh, this is that guy of TikTok. He's just filming a new film.
So I'm saying,
I'm
setting up a tripod on my phone and that.
Ultra realism.
No one around me. No one helped me with this video.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of saying, right, there's no dog walkers that way. Like, I can see, like, all the way that way, all the way back, there's no dog walkers.
No doggers there.
And then I'm thinking, I'm jumping down, I'm coming out of the water covered in with the puppy, like, all dramatic, covered in water and mud and stuff. And then, like, doing that, like, start giving it bloody mouth to mouth, and then sort of, right, that'll do, and then press cut on the camera, and then I see some dog walkers start coming towards me. I'm thinking, you know what, and I'm thinking, and then I'm stopping and I'm thinking,
what are they going to be thinking?
Like, what the fuck am I doing?
I'll tell you what you're doing, mate.
I'm just like
crawling out of the river with a toy dog.
Like a toy dog
filming it for strangers. I feel like, see what you're doing, mate.
You're changing the world.
Reverse cowboy.
As you know, Lewis.
Back in the room.
Grapes are the third most common cause of death.
They are.
What are the other two?
Mental health.
What, for a specific age group or in general?
It was your title for that.
No, the grape one, yes.
What else is killing kids?
What else is killing kids? Well, I imagine, I don't know if it's, I don't know, cot death.
Cot death, yeah. Pedophiles.
But we know grapes.
You got to cut me in half if you've got a kid.
And bananas. You've got to slice bananas up into small bits, because you can't, if a kid chokes on a banana, if a kid's eating a whole banana and it chokes on the whole thing, you can't get it out.
Yeah.
You can't, there's nothing to purchase on.
Yeah.
You have to sort of shove like a knitting needle down to chop it up.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you learn something new every day. Right.
Do you want to know something about me that you've not asked and I've never revealed, and actually I'll give you an exclusive?
No.
How big's your dick?
Yeah, no, of course we do, Lou.
So, I trained as an actor and, you know, all of that. And then around that, over the years, I've worked in hospitality, behind the bars, in the restaurants to kind of make ends meet around the auditioning and doing the sort of professional acting work and things. And then lockdown happened.
That was a shitter,
wasn't
it?
And everything shut down. Everything in my life shut down. You know, the acting, the hospitality, everything. And I, as well as being a professionally trained actor, i.e., I graduated with my BA honours degree in acting many years ago in London, as we mentioned earlier. Yeah. I also have worked as a freelance drama teacher for various companies.
Oh,
you know.
So you teach.
Yeah, teaching.
You're going to teach us
a bit. I haven't for a while, but you know, back in my past, teaching children, teenagers. Anyway, I got to lockdown and I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? Everything stopped.
Mm.
And I thought very
quickly, it's not going to cover the Saunderson lifestyle.
It's not going to cover. And this was kind of pre TikTok and things. And
I was like,
right, okay, what skills do I have and what do I know that I could like do well based on what I know I can do. And so there was a job advertisement for a support worker for children and teenagers with complex needs, learning disabilities, autism, challenging behavior, etc. And so I basically got that job, did that, and then
you don't have to be like qualified.
Well, I then had to do I had to do a few months of training, initial training.
Was it via Zoom?
But before I got into the agency and before I could get sent into any home, I did that, and then I through the recruitment department within the agency, there was a full time position going as a support worker in a children's residential home, and I went for that job and I got that job. And for the last 3 and a bit years, I've been working as a professional support worker full time, 24-hour shifts away from home. There's been times in the past where you've messaged me and I'm like, my work hours are a bit hectic. You know, I can't do this right now. I can't do that right now. So for the last 3 years or more, I've been working as a professional support worker in a children's residential home in my city of Peterborough, a home that beds five young people. It's an all boys home, and with real, I can't go into detail about anything really, other than that we deal with complex needs, autism, challenging behaviour, and learning dis. And I work my way up to deputy manager.
Wow. But I just left
that job. My last shift was literally last week. Because have been going well, I made the brave decision to really attack this fully full time.
Yeah.
And this is where we are right now.
Wow, well, congratulations, mate.
It's full fare.
I've just left the job and I've got the job. I did my level 3 diploma over the last 2 years for that job as well. So I know I can always go back into that line of work as a deputy manager. So it's a nice fallback plan for me.
Yeah.
That's great, mate. Yeah,
so right now, actually, it's a very scary time for me. Exciting time, but scary time, because this has now become my full-time job, my own business.
You're a maverick,
it's
though.
It's your passion, though.
Yeah.
I've got an idea, though. You could do, if work dried up, you could be hired to cry at people's funerals.
Yeah.
Because I'd have you crying at my funeral.
Yeah, I would.
On your knees.
It was very bittersweet, and it was very difficult saying goodbye to the young people that I've been supporting. But I knew it was the right decision for me, you know?
You're following your dream, and that is admirable, mate.
We have got a plethora, can only be described as a plethora, of questions from Patreons. So,
what about the celebrity ones, though?
We'll come back to them.
Right.
Well, listen, we've got an hour left in this studio and we want to do some emotional shit. So these are quick fire questions.
Yep. Okay. Lou. Yeah.
How many TikTok divorcees have you shagged? That's from Milo.
None?
Yet.
Are you getting any love off?
As in a TikTok, content creators?
I would say 1.2 million TikTok followers is almost worth like a Porsche.
You're gonna get as much sexual activity as you like, I think. Especially with those gorgeous eyes.
I did have a video, one of my earlier on videos on TikTok that blew up, the father's final words to his dying son, that was taken from the John Key movie starring Denzel Washington. And it did seem to blow up in some part of the world.
Yeah.
Thailand or something. I did have a lot of women from over there messaging me going,
off the back of that video.
I will marry you. I will look after you. But
that's a good backup plan.
But you don't know how much of that is legit and how much of that is scam or spam or whatever. But
if you've got a penis,
potentially romance fraudsters as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It might not all be from the heart.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the one you see people.
So none is the answer.
No, but you know, there's time. But yeah, and you don't know if people are just. You don't know if people are just going for you for your fame when it gets bigger as well.
Yeah. It's not really my style to be kind of hooking up with people online and sleeping.
He's from Luke Kelly. Do you ever worry about being typecast?
Well, I type my own cast, if that's such a thing.
Yeah,
he doesn't rely on a casting director.
Well, talking about that, I mean, in a way you have kind of put yourself in a certain
bracket.
Genre.
Yeah.
And this leads me on to a broader question, like, where's the ceiling, if any?
Yeah. So you know, when I first started TikTok, it was about exploring. So I did kind of do a bit of mixture of content, and some of that was comedy as well. But at the end of the day, you know, what I've seen, what really takes off, what really catches fire is the emotional stuff. And that's kind of what I do well. And so therefore, I've kind of built the whole channel around that. And that has become my brand. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, you know,
whatever works, stick with it.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's it.
You're moving people every day.
I could definitely, like, yeah, but I get that. But there's also, so yeah, that's the gritty kind of raw, the emotional stuff. But then there are emotional, raw, gritty, for example, gangster films.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to watch. Sorry, you've got to. You need people to watch your content if you want to do well. So on social media. So as you've seen, there's a structure and a pattern to my videos that I do. They're about 1 minute long, and I'll always have that money shot, and that usually comes obviously at the end of the story, at the end of the 1 minute video. That I will always use 4 to 5 seconds of in my opening to grab my audience attention. Yeah, yeah. And then I go back to the beginning of the story that leads to that moment.
Yeah, it's smart.
And because if they are not interested in the first 3 to 4 seconds, they scroll on by.
Well, and they're gone.
This guy's got it all sorted.
Yeah, and he picks it up. Yeah.
Okay. Does someone always have to die?
Well, not always, but like if I...
It helps.
If I, you know, the policeman video...
Yeah.
If I,
Amy.
If the the newest one.
Okay.
If I can't even remember her name. Maybe it is Amy. But if I just had the opening shot, me running over the bridge.
That's quite a moving shot. Actually.
Yeah, but it's moving in the context of it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have maybe stopped so many people in their tracks. Me breaking down, screaming into the sky. In my first 4 seconds. People stop and watch.
Yeah.
And that has now become a meme, a viral meme that's been created on CapCut. Yeah. That's had over 1.14 million users, that meme alone.
Wow, fuck.
And I've actually become a GIF.
Oh, really?
So you can literally type in Lewis Swanson into your phone and
the shot of me. Well, WhatsApp.
So yeah,
well, amazing. And I want to become a GIF, guys. So, can I become a GIF?
I think that was my most proudest moment.
Well, being a GIF.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being a GIF. We've got a few. I'll make you right. I'd love to become a GIF. Few saliva-based questions, but I feel like they're all encapsulated within Jack's message, which is: what's the trick for the saliva? Do you know what Encona is? The hot sauce, the West Indian hot sauce.
No,
saliva-inducing.
Oh right, I
natural.
Yeah, no, it's all natural. Again, this is the power of filmmaking. I mean, you know, if you're doing a stage production, you've really got to get yourself there, but you'll be performing that character in chronological order from beginning up until that emotional moment.
Yeah.
And you've really got to go for it and sell it, and you're in live theatre. So if you don't quite hit it, you don't get a second take.
Yeah.
You know, with the filming, as you know, like, yes, that Sarah, that first 4 seconds, there I am, snot and dribble and spit and tears and whatever. But before I shot that moment, when Claire was laying there holding the camera and I was saying, like, give me a few minutes and I'll let you know when to say action. I'm there. I'm getting into the moment. I always do lots of
push-ups
before any filming. And I do lots of push-ups and stuff. Really, to get myself hyped up.
You know, do you go in the mirror? Fucking hell!
Then I feel the tears coming, and I'm really excited. And I'm like, right now, say action, and then I
go now.
And then I just go for it, you know. And then whenever I cry and scream or whatever, the spit just comes, and it's kind of become a bit a part.
Trademark.
You would look like that if.
But you know, if you're in real life, you know, if you're. Child drowned in a puddling pool.
Yeah.
If your child got fucking murdered and you're at the scene of the crime.
You're going to have some spit.
In those kind of moments, it's not pretty.
No, of course.
No, it's
not. It is animalistic. And it is fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Crying is not pretty.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to fucking do it. That's I'm going to commit.
When's that come from the training?
comes from a training. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And it comes from confidence in those moments.
And just talent. Like you're good at that. Lots of people aren't good at that emotional outpouring and acting. You know? So let's look at someone like Ray Winston, very successful actor. He's always the hard guy. You know what I mean? He's always that. He couldn't do what you do, but maybe you couldn't do what he does.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why you should be in a good... You could be in a film together.
Because I've seen a few...
I actually know his daughter.
Really nice pieces where you play almost a tough guy like...
Jamie.
I know Jamie and Lois. Lois is one of my good
security
friends.
Security guard one. You're a hard man in that. And you
are you? I've seen that one. Right.
Yeah, I mean, well, by nature.
Guard one.
When you find the body in the woods. You know, like that is...
Wasn't a body, was it?
Gives me...
No, it was a bag, wasn't it?
No, it's a bag.
Yeah, and I was always supposed to make a part two to that.
Yeah, but that...
Anyway, I've got a new idea for... do you want an exclusive? Because you've got to be inspired by what you see, and that's how you get your ideas. And I saw some kind of story in a clip of a new TV show that's coming or whatever, and I think it's not an original idea because you've seen movies over the years based on this, but basically if you stumbled across, you know, a couple of suitcases of cocaine or a couple of suitcases of cash,
I would ring the police straight away.
You ring the police straight away, you take it. If you take it, who's looking for that money? Who's after you? What kind of shit is that going to bring to your doorstep? The deeper context, and then also, you know, if you've got a family, are they going to be injured because of it? So
you'd just be so coked up that you wouldn't even care.
I'm toying with that idea as a new concept.
That's a really good idea for a film, actually. Yeah,
more of a thriller.
Yeah,
because so when you look at those,
you know, you've got the emotional drama stuff there as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you seen The Invisible Man? Just side note.
Yeah, but which one?
The new one.
Yes, but the blonde lady
who's
incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Incredible actress.
Who are your heroes? Your acting heroes.
Influences, heroes.
DiCaprio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
100%. Mm. Yeah. Well, more than DiCaprio, but DiCaprio as an American actor, you know, since I was a young lad, you know, I've always loved movies. I'm a huge movie fan. And now we're just spoiled and everything's oversaturated because you've got your Prime Video, you've got your HBO, you've got your Netflix, you've got this, you've got that, everything else.
Fans.
I'd spend more time deciding what I want to watch on Netflix than actually watching stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it was this new movie's coming to the cinema, I can't wait to see that. And now it's like you're spoiled for choice, so it's harder to make a decision. But yeah, I've seen every single DiCaprio movie that he's ever made. The only one I haven't seen is his newest one.
So as in
newest Martin Scorsese.
Oh yeah, he went to watch that.
I want to see that.
Can I quickly on that note, one quick question, jump in. So I'm sure you've seen in the news, but the Epstein list of who've been to the Nantes Island has been released, and Leonardo DiCaprio is on it. Not saying he's done anything wrong, but he's on it. Other famous actors such as Stephen Hawking, who was never even disabled, was on it. And you know, would you for a shot at the big time to be a Hollywood hot shot? Would you go to Epstein's Island? You don't have to touch any kids. Would you go just to hang out with, like, you know...
Epstein,
Weinstein, Hawking.
Weinstein's not dead, is he?
No.
Epstein's dead.
Would you go just to, like, a barbecue? You don't have to touch any kids.
If moving forward, things like this presented themselves to me and I saw there was nothing suspicious or sinister about it, I'd be looking at it as a great networking opportunity.
Yeah.
But knowing what we know now...
But they're like, don't look in the house there. But Saunderson, you imagine can be in a new Marvel film if you just come and have a barbecue.
Yeah, if I knew the people asking me to the barbecue weren't like, you know.
Well, it's going
to
be Jeffrey Epstein.
Or Pio. But would I know what I know now in that moment of him offering me that offer?
Yeah, maybe not.
Time traveling one.
Yeah, time traveling. Yeah. That's a good idea for a movie.
Back and by the time you get there, you've forgotten.
You know, one thing I know is, you know, we're having banter and stuff as well, but, you know, I absolutely do not agree or, you know.
I should hope not, mate.
With even, you know, I talk about children and animals and cruelty, but even, you know, if a man's trying to sleep with a bloody 15-year-old girl
who's
just about to turn 16, you know, like, I just, you know, I got young sisters, you know, all of that shit's triggering.
There's a lot of that shit going on TikTok.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, so,
of course.
I just want to say, none of us agree with grown men sleeping with 15-year-olds. You know, I mean, but yeah, Stephen Hawking, he's a naughty man. I always knew he was a naughty man.
He's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's dead, yeah. But yeah, well, they say he's dead.
Good movie that was as well. DiCaprio. And also another, I mean, obviously, like Kate Winslet, she's incredible. But I'm just trying to pick more than just DiCaprio. But
so
Denzel Washington, one of the best as well.
What about directorial, you know, like in terms of the style, the films that you produce? I place you in that kind of Shane Meadows.
I love both. And I particularly love Shane Meadows. I love real, you know.
Stephen Graham.
I love real. Stephen Graham, amazing, and he's really hot right now. Like,
he's
really
gorgeous, isn't he? Yeah,
really fucking hot right now.
Mm.
But yeah, real, you know, at the end of the day,
but that's what I mean. I mean, he blew up kind of late. He wasn't a child.
Yeah, I think really it was This Is England that really put him on the
propelled
map.
Him. Yeah, so propelled that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I personally feel like you are. What I don't get is why TikTok 1.2 million, you know, them numbers are not correlating onto other platforms.
Well,
yeah, I'd like to see you in a full feature-length film, a full film.
I am in.
Oh, you know, but I want to see like you as the star.
But I am in.
As a star?
Yeah. Oh, so
wow.
I'm in the Risen session, which is on Prime Video, and I play one of the leads, and that's a proper sort of, that's actually a sequel to another movie called The Risen. There's a whole bunch of celebrities in that film.
Including yourself.
I'm also a relatively big part in a British film that you would love that used to be on Prime Video and is no longer, but you can buy the DVD, and it's a proper British gritty movie filmed in Margate called The Lost Choices.
Okay.
And my dad is played by Mark Wingett, who played PC Jim Carver in The Bill. When he was the alcoholic and stuff.
So that's your father. Yeah,
That's got like, some
your real dad.
British faces. But you'll love it because it is proper British Shane Meadows,
If anything about him, he loves gritty British stuff.
Yeah, and I get that. And I know I love that kind of stuff as well because.
And Italian stuff.
You know, listen, I get. What resonates with me is when I'm watching something, you know, you watch a comedy, you want to laugh, and you watch comedies, and half the time you kind of three laughs and the movie's over, and you kind of go, they showed all the best bits in the trailer, you know? But there are, you know, for me, really old school comedy movies are still better, I think, than the new comedy.
What's your favourite one? Favourite films?
Well, comedy-wise, you know, I'm a fan of Chevy Chase, of Martin Short, of Steve Martin.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, absolutely, 100%.
Can you do impressions?
Not really, no.
No. Could you not do a Jim Carrey impression, though? I'm not putting you on the spot. I just wondering if you're into it.
But not really. But maybe at the end of this, I'll do
that'd be cool if you could do a bit of impression.
I mean, he's...
Outro,
yeah. But he's great. But really, and I love all genres of movies, but when I watch a movie and there's a really, you know, an emotional moment and the way it's delivered and the whole setup, and I'm literally there like quivering lip and tears running down my face, and I'm like, fucking hell, that really got to me. I want to be able to do that for other people.
You know? You are doing it.
And that is my sort of style of acting that I... Because it makes me feel those feelings, I want to be able to give that to other people, you know? And so that's kind of that's the niche and the style that I've
gone to. Not everyone can do that. You have the gift to do that. You have the gift to make people feel.
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't do that. Yeah, it's amazing.
And I know it's very dramatic, and I know it's very emotional, and I know it can be very depressing, but this is my niche. This is what I'm doing.
And this is real life.
This is real life, yeah.
When we cut a scene, you know, pre-edit,
yeah,
post-filming, do you find it hard to be Lewis again? Or are you stuck? You know, like, can you...
Sometimes, yes. It really depends on what it is, but...
You studied method, didn't you?
Yeah, I studied method. I mean, all of these things come to me at different... Like, some things can be a much longer process to put together. Some things a lot quicker. Some things I can slap out of straight away. Sometimes I can take a few hours. But then I think, you know, again, talking earlier about not rocket science, it's not curing cancer, you know, it is, I am just acting at the end of the day. And I know it is like very extreme, intense, emotional acting, but it's kind of like I've got these pockets inside me that when I have to do those kind of moments, I can dip into them very quickly.
Emotional pockets.
And then sort of come out.
How deep are those pockets, though? You know? Could you keep dipping?
I can keep dipping, and they can be quite deep. And obviously, you know, I have to, part of my training as well.
Fill the pockets as well.
But also, you know, to have created those pockets in the first place, you know, comes from
life.
But you have to take time out to fill them, and then you can.
In my own personal life of what I've experienced, you know.
Have you ever had a drowned dog or a dead?
I can't talk about my family in a personal way like that because it would be unfair and unkind. But within my family, I've got people that struggle with mental health. I've got people that have addictions with drink and medication. I've lost friends to suicide, to hanging. I've lost friends in horrible accidents. I've been betrayed. I've had my heart ripped out. You know, I've been cheated on. You know, I've got a lot of my own life shit.
Do you use that to,
I can draw upon when I need to get into a certain frame of mind.
So you've got pockets full of shit, of like pockets full of fucking horrible shit. Yeah. Then you use that to get it. Oh, man. Fucking hell. Yeah, I mean, that's mad. But yeah, I guess that's how you can snap into it.
But that is, I believe, how, and every act is different, but how it's going to feel real for the audience. You know?
Well, what are you doing? It's working, mate. Paddington 2.
Is, I've seen that, and I love it.
It's brilliant.
One of the best films I've ever made. Well, because, you know, babysitting your nephews now all the time.
That's one of the best films I've ever seen.
You still watch all of these kind of children's movies, but... a big one for me over Christmas with my nephew was Chicken Run 2. Great movie. Anyway, is fucking Peaky Blinders. So the other day, one of my young people... young people has got on it recently and he's almost finished it. And then he sat all the staff down the other day at work or like last week and said, guys, if you ain't seen this, just watch the very first episode. So I was like, yeah, I know all about it. I just haven't seen it. Watch, absolutely fucking hooked. So I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, I really? Need to watch it all. Yeah, yeah. So that's my new series.
I would like to see you doing like a little like improv Peaky Blinders in the full gear on your thing. Like-
on my Amazon order list, order history, it's really bizarre because, you know, you're either knowing that this guy's an actor or has some weird fetish or hobby is a fucking psychopath, you know, because I've got guns and
fleshlights
and balaclavas and police uniforms, nurse uniforms, fucking... Because I need that shit for the props.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money when you're buying that shit.
Sometimes it can cost more than others, depending on the scale of the production. And then I do, you know, film and I buy my backdrops and things as well. But then the video can generate, if the video pops off and generates me money, then
it works worth it.
I get that back plus more.
Yeah. Somebody asked if you'd use the Top Man suit bag for it to zip your door up in.
That was an actual body bag that I bought.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
these
I
people
a fucking body bag.
Fuck the haters. You bought a body bag, but they were saying it was a Top Man suit bag.
I had a Top Man suit bag.
No.
So Burns.
Just fucking use one of those, can I? But no, actually, but now I'm like, what the fuck do I do with this body bag? Like, but
kill
like,
someone, put it in it.
So I've got. Well, yeah.
Kill Sarah, put her in it.
I've got. But in my room, like when it's Halloween, all my friends and family can come to me.
Okay, the body bag.
Because everyone can be.
Your house is like a fancy dress shop.
Because I've got it all. I've got it all.
The world of Lewis.
You should open a fancy dress shop in Peterborough as well.
Listen, I've missed a million questions. Half hour left.
Can we have Tom Skinner's message?
Okay.
Go get him on.
Tom Skinner. Another.
It's a really good quality body bag, though. I have to.
Yeah.
Lewis, mate, I am loving your work. Your videos, different class. You know what I like the most? Was that cheeky with your loved ones? It's Christmas. That was the dump away. Keep smashing. Keep giving it 110%.
Oh, okay.
This guy, I know this guy. I don't know this guy, but I know this guy. I know him on my TikTok.
Yeah. He's an amazing guy.
So, I mean, basically, they were just like, good on you.
Checking on your loved ones, I think, was the Christmas
one, yeah.
Christmas one, yeah.
I sent it to him over Christmas, and he loved it, and he got back to me. And then when I knew we finally agreed we were getting you on, I was like... Yeah. Tom, repeat that on a video.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your message and nice to see you with your kids as well.
Yeah.
And talking about how these ideas come to you. So I was with my nephew in that paddling pool. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sunny day. Clear sky. And like we didn't have a great summer, but it was kind of like one of the hottest points. And it was right at the beginning of the summer. And I thought, we get a paddling pool, whatever. And then he's playing away. And because he's mischievous, he's 2.5 at this point, and he plays silly little buggers. And he's laying in the pool and pretending to be dead. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh, you're right. And he's like, yeah, I'm just joking with you. And then I'm thinking, okay. Yep. And then straight away, I was like, bing. And then I was like, he was then just floating away in the water, pretending to play dead, you know, a child's imagination. And then I kind of got a couple of shots on my phone. And I was like, okay, cool. And then, you know, that video is what it became.
The mechanism.
Got the tripod.
Yeah, and then it, and then I started shooting it all in that moment. And then I said, and this is what I've had to explain so much because that video blew up so much that it caused also so much
the
backlash.
The kid isn't dead. Exactly.
Is that I said, you know, when I'm holding him, hugging him, I'm saying to him, look, I'm going to hug you. I'm going to put the camera there. I just want to film something, Carlo. Just give, you know, give me a hug. And he gives me a hug. And then I sort of scream out silently, you know, with the emotion.
Ah.
He can't see. And then in the edit, in the post-production, I put an audio over where I scream out really loud. So
whoa.
He didn't hear that scream. Yeah. I've had to explain this so many times. And so the whole time he's kind of in any part of that video, he's just playing as a little kid in a paddling pool. And then the moment where I come running out and jump into the pool and sort of come down to sort of pick him up and that, you can't even see him in that pool because he's not even in that pool. He's in the house at that point. Like, I'm doing that separately. This year is really continue doing what I'm doing, but because now this is going to be my full-time adventure, I want to do a lot of traveling. And, you know, I don't know if you ever saw the one where I was in Italy and wife goes missing. That's Claire.
That is Claire.
Wow. So, again, we were in Italy. Beautiful, stunning, and
tell him it's where he's from.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I've got this idea. I've been inspired, and that's when we did that. So, I you know, traveling this year, I can include a lot of content because you're in different locations, and it's great.
You need a vibe off this scenario.
What I want to be doing is trying to put out a bit more of, or I don't do any of it now, but I want to start putting out like. When a video pops off and does well, is the behind the scenes.
The outtakes and stuff. All right, yeah,
the process and how I put it all together and come up with the idea for the real fans, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Don't give away the magic, though. Extra, don't give away the magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the danger of that.
Yeah.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Can you cry and wink? Bit of a strange question. Can you, though?
Can I? Sorry,
cry
and wink at the same time?
I don't think that's a video suggestion. I think it's just a general question.
Oh, right, yeah, no.
I don't think anyone
I've never tried, really. I've never been emotional and then thought, I'll start masturbating.
Yeah, but you can start masturbating.
I haven't either.
I'm sure if I was emotional.
I think that's normally
out. And flooding with tears, I'm sure I could still masturbate.
Yeah. Let's find out.
Two at the same time, but.
Yeah.
I just. Want to watch this video at some point?
Yeah, well, so, you know,
I can't really talk too much about that one.
No, but we are interested in your mum's feet, right? Well, let's call it. I think I looked at the questions, and we've pretty much covered most of it. I think.
Yeah, I mean, anything I've forgotten?
We found out who Lewis Sunderson is.
We know who are there.
A little bit. I'd like to come on again.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to tell you though is that I read somewhere a lot of famous actors have son at the end of the name, so you're onto a winner like Jack Nicholson, Owen Wilson.
Hudson Hawk.
Hudson, Kate Hudson. Lots of them have son at the end. So I think,
do you know what?
Yeah, even an Italian name or a son at the end is the most popular things.
Never heard of that. Yeah. And thank you for bringing that.
If you look at it, there's millions of really famous actors. They've all got son at the end. And then they've got an Italian name. So yeah.
That gives me some comfort.
It's right for me as well.
Well,
an Italian bit.
Yeah.
Lewis, we've got a gift here, my friend.
Yes.
It's a small token of our appreciation. It's a book of Oscar Wilde quotes. It's more for inspiration and just when you're in that kind of...
You know, I love a quote.
Bohemian kind of thespian mind space. We've written in it and...
You've written in it as well.
When you need a bit of inspiration, mate, you know you've got a few fans in us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming on the podcast, mate. It's been an absolute joy to meet you.
Thank you for having me on the show and lovely to meet you guys as well.
Well, we know... Not only is he, people are saying he's the greatest actor of his generation. Not only that, now we call him a friend as well. So I'd like to thank you.
Yeah, you guys are top guys.
This isn't the end of our relationship. We're going to be hassling you even more than ever.
No, we're making a film. Yeah. Fans, Saunderson, Cruz.
We are going to do some content this year. Yeah, we are.
And don't forget us when you hit the big time. Don't forget us, yeah?
Of course not.
We'll do.
Of course
and, not. You know, we'll just stalk you.
Kill us.
Well, no, whatever.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Reverse Cowboy. Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.